Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Hands off to Chen. She'll cross the timeline with five. Working on Harris. Crossover dribble down the lane. Flings it up, and it spins in, and a foul! With 1.0, E. Uno para Caitlin Chen.
Oh, yeah.
R.C. Davis here with you following the Valkyries' 88-75 win in Indiana over the Fever for their eighth straight win, and they come home with a 5-0 roadie. Kevin, I don't know what to say anymore.
Wow, 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 wow. I mean, this is unbelievable stuff. And you could say whatever you want about the 0-5 against Minnesota and Las Vegas, and sure, I mean, that's fair. But this road trip, they got wins against three playoff teams that are currently in the top eight in 5, 6, and 7, Indiana, Atlanta, and Washington.
And they didn't win on a half-court shot.
Nope.
They didn't win getting a bad call or a favorable call.
No.
They won soundly all five games.
They did. This was – now, the Atlanta game was close, but, I mean, you hold – but then, you know, that's the third time you're playing them in four games. To win that one, that was more than I was expecting. I was hoping for three of the last four. You hold Washington to 49. You take care of Toronto. You hold Connecticut to 64. And you hold the Fever to 19 points below their season average. And they matched their season low in scoring. This is unbelievable. And look, you know, you talk about the defense and, like, yeah, the offense hasn't been there every game. Well, they shot 52% from the field tonight. That's pretty good. This team continues to amaze me. And how about this? Bench points for the road trip, 208 to 81.
Say that again.
208 bench points for the Valkyries on this five-game road trip. And the ops, as we'll call them, scored 81. That's 42-16, basically, if you round up 41.6 and you round down 16.2, because, of course, 0.5 you round up, 0.4 below you round down. That's what we learned in math class. So, I mean, just what a road trip. This, I mean, you can't say enough good things about what this team has achieved. And they're second in the standings now. Yeah, I was hoping for a shot at home court. Forget that. Be the number one seed.
Why not?
Make the WNBA Finals go through Ballhalla.
Can you imagine?
Look, yeah, I'll say this. If the Valkyries secure home court through the playoffs, you have to say, I don't care if they haven't beaten the Fever or the Aces, they'd have to be the favorites to win the title. It's because no one wants to play here.
You know how loud it is now?
Yeah, just imagine.
For a game against the Mystics in midseason?
Yeah. Just imagine. They haven't played a playoff game here yet. Game one, hopefully it's game one and not game two, whatever first-round series they play. I'm not sure if the Monstars could, you know, could put up 20 points in this building.
How about number one tonight? After missing the game in Connecticut with that back, Gabby Williams looking no worse for the wear with 16 points on 50% shooting.
Yeah, 6 of 12, and, like, you know, her defense was awesome. Three steals, and then – a non-steal she had late, I think, sealed the game. The Valkyries were only up 7. You know, it was a 15-point lead. Fever go on an 8-0 run in, like, the snap of a finger. Fever have the ball down 80-73, and then Gabby Williams tips it off Kelsey Mitchell out of play. Valkyries get it back, and they kind of settle things down from there, get a couple of points, and that was kind of the last of it from Indiana. So, look, Gabby Williams, she's an all-star starter. She's going to be first-team all-defense this year. I mean, I know there's 19 games to play, but it'd be tough to keep her out of first-team all-defense. She's going to make an all-WNBA team, I think, too. Like, I mean.
But the steal was timely.
The steal was timely. I just, as good of a signing as it was at the time, and we were all excited in the Bay Area for the Gabby Williams signing, she has, I think, far exceeded expectations, because you're talking about someone whose career high was 11.6 points per game. She's at 15 a game, and she's shooting a career high from three, 36%. That went north today. She was 2 for 5 from deep. I just – it's It's unbelievable. Four stocks. She got a block in this game. A plus nine. Came back like she didn't miss any time. No, it was only one game, but still. I mean, incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. The contract is our – the 3 years, $3.5 million. I'd say that's money well spent.
How about her backcourt mate tonight? Veronica Burton struggled offensively but showed her value with all the other things. Three steals,
yep.
Four assists, five rebounds.
Yeah, just doing a little bit of everything. Hit a couple of clutch free throws late as well, so 4 points for her there. Did turn it over three times, but, yeah, she was a plus 12, second best plus minus on the team. Her and Gabby as kind of your two kind of – The two-headed snake, if you will, whatever, your two lead.
You said Monstars.
Yeah, exactly. I forget all the characters in the Monstars, even though I did watch the LeBron James remake in 2021, which isn't that long ago.
I'm sorry.
Hey, there'll be no
apologies.
Space Jam.
LeBron.
Space Jam slander here. Yeah,
Space
yeah.
Jam 2 was horrific.
Oh, come on. I enjoyed it. I liked it.
How about Janelle Salon? Continues her sixth Woman of the Year campaign. 12 points tonight. And talk about timely.
Yeah, timely. You know, a couple of big threes. You know, she got a steal as well. 22 minutes. Just gets in there and gets the job done. You know, they asked her about coming off the bench. It's like, it doesn't matter, like, whether I come off the bench or not. Like, it matters what happens when I get into the game. And, I mean, yeah, there's a good article from Marissa and Jemmy on Janelle Salon's bench production. Salon's been great this year. Again, I think, I mean, she's already played 25 games off the bench, so I think she already qualifies because she will have – played more games off the bench than started. And I'd say I don't want to speak for every voter. Breaking news, I do vote in these awards.
Do you?
At least I had an all-star vote, and I voted end of season last year. I don't know if I'm voting end of season this year. But I think if – I would say there's a good chance I am. My cutoff is 30 games. If you play at least two-thirds of the season – I'm going to count you for awards. So if Janelle plays five more games, I almost don't care what happens the rest of the season. She's
right.
Just going to automatically get my vote.
How about super sub Caitlin Chen? 12 of the team's 18 third-quarter points, finishing with 14 in just 10 minutes.
In just 10 minutes, RC. And, like, when she got in there the third quarter, this game was getting sideways. You know, the Valkyries had led the entire game until about the 240-ish mark of the third quarter. And the Indiana went up 47-46 at that point. And then Caitlin Chen took over.
How about Natalie knowing her squad? I looked up. Caitlin only played 4 minutes. Like, yeah, she has only played 4 minutes. Inserts her right at the right time.
Yep.
Gets that bucket off the inbounds play right away.
Yeah, and then, you know, the and one at the end of the quarter. I thought that was a huge play. There really aren't a whole lot of guards that could stay in front of her.
No.
And, like, it's, you know, she has this quick first step. She knows how to use angles to get by her defender. Her layup package is deep. Her bag of tricks is very deep. Paige Beckers was talking about this earlier this year about her layup package. I mean, she has a lot of tools in the toolbox around the basket. Yeah, it's tough to go against Caitlin Chen. I will agree with you. Wouldn't make for a great first take segment that we're agreeing with each other. But, 14 points, 10 minutes, and her third quarter play, I think, is what turned this game around completely. So, yeah, she'd be my hands off to Chen. She'll cross the timeline with five. Working on Harris. Crossover dribble down the lane. Flings it up, and it spins in, and a foul! With 1.0 E1 para Caitlin Chen. Oh, yeah.
Great call from Kevin Dana there. Next up for Golden State, the Valkyries come home to face the Mystics on Saturday at 5:30.